Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily, mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and I love Him. He thinks of everything. He gives you insight. He gives you correction. I wouldn't want to live without the insight of God now that I know that I can have it. I lived a great portion of my life not knowing that I could have been trained by the Holy Spirit. And many people are living without the training of the Holy Spirit. And because of that, many people live against the training of the Holy Spirit. He came to guide us into all truth. And it's a wonderful thing to be guided by God. There are theologians who teach that like we're on our own. Like the Lord really didn't send the Holy Spirit to guide us in the altar. And it's sad to me that people don't teach on it and help people know that they could be living a much greater life. We have access to all the wisdom of God as we desire. If you're a husband, God can He can give you guidance and you can be a greater husband. If you're a wife, you can become a greater wife by His guidance. If you're a student, you can become a much greater student. Sometimes the guidance of the Holy Spirit can make the difference between a student that makes D's and F's and the one that makes A's. The Lord loves us. And He knows how you operate. He knows how you're designed. He knows what you're able and capable of to do. He knows what you're willing to do. And he'll train you at your pace. And if you want to quicken the pace, you can just receive more knowledge from Him. Put forth the effort that he's guiding you to. He loves us. I want to take some time to, the Lord put it on my heart to, I mentioned something in last week's broadcast that Lucifer went from being a judge to an accuser. And the Lord told me that many people, they heard that and they want more information on it. And they really wanted to know. And the Lord wanted me to do a special broadcast just for that. Okay. So I'm going to answer those concerns. And I need the Lord my God to guide me now. Years ago, I was listening to Isaiah chapter 14. I listened to the Word of God all day. And I love the Word of God. I literally listened to the Word of God all day while I work, every day. And sometimes on the weekends, but while I'm working, and I often listen to the Word of God. And in my off time, when I take a day off, on Saturday and Sunday, I study something I want to study. Now, I listen to the Word every morning. I ask the Lord, what are we listening to today? And He'll give me He'll prescribe a chapter just like a doctor will prescribe medicine. And I do this because I know that He's preparing me for something. And in order for me to cooperate with Him, to be guided by the Holy Spirit, I fill my heart with the Word. And I minister a lot, so I just yield myself to the Lord so I can say what needs to be said. I don't know what people need, but I yield to the Lord, and the Lord knows every individual that hear my voice on these recordings and in the radio and the website recordings. And then I minister what God put on my heart. And he give me scriptures that I listen to all day. And now, with that, I work in a noisy shop. And so I listen to the Word, and I pay attention. I'm concentrating, I'm working, and I'm hearing the Word of God. And sometimes I hear something, and the Lord will minister to me about it. And when I'm interrupted or if there's too much noise when they crank those diesel trucks, I'll rewind and just listen to something again. And when the Lord give me something and when he give me a thought, I'll go back and listen so I can get a hold of that thought, the knowledge that I'm gaining from the Word. And the Holy Spirit will cause you to understand some things. And this happened one day. I was listening to Isaiah 14. And Lucifer was a light bearer. Lucifer's name means light bearer. And I knew that. And I heard his name, Lucifer. And this is how it started. I suspected some things about him. But when you look at all the description that God has provided, the Holy Spirit will help you put together a puzzle. Now the Lord, he gives wisdom and knowledge to his people who love him. Even babes. People that just sincerely love God. He can relate to you. But to the wicked, he put the word of God in a mystery against them. They can't figure it out. Because their heart, not because God don't want them to know, it's because of the condition of their heart. When they yield to the Lord and seek to serve him and operate in love, then many things open up to their understanding. But when they harden their heart against God, then the mysteries of God's word won't be revealed until their heart is soft and stable. Because God is why. The word of God is a lie. It's even though it's written on paper, it's designed to minister to those who are babes, who just love God sincerely. And I don't mean babes in the sense of being foolish or people that incredibly lack knowledge. I'm talking about people that sincerely love God. And the word of God will cause you to become, it'll give you the mastery in life. But you have to receive it. And you have to adore it and treasure it. And when those things are in place, then the Lord can really operate in your life and show you things. Things that the prophets desire to know. But to those who harden their heart, it's designed to be a mystery. It'll always be a mystery for them. You can't figure it out. When Isaiah blinded the Jews, when you read in Isaiah chapters 28 through 30, they couldn't figure out the word, though they desperately tried. And then they tried to get him to prophesy smooth things in chapter 30. 28 and 29, it shows you the struggle they had to understand God's word. And it was written right there. An educated man couldn't figure it out, and then an unlearned man can't figure it out. But when people get saved, and people that love God, they can receive it. But it's in mystery form against those who harden their heart. Now, when I heard this, the word Lucifer, the Lord spoke to me and said, why would God need a light bearer? Now, this is God talking. And he said that to heighten my curiosity. And he caused me to understand some things about Lucifer. Job gives us another clue. He said that the angels are not pure in his sight. And this was back in Job's days, when Job's friends came to comfort him. Now this is around chapter 3. I didn't go back and look at it to get the specific verses, but it's around chapter 3 or 4 when either Job said it or Eliphaz said it. And I'm kind of unclear, but I remember that scripture. And it's okay to go back and study and find it for yourself. That's what I want you to do. I don't want to misquote God's word, but I know it's around the chapter 3 and 4 area. If the angels were not perfect in his sight, and God is loving as he is, and he's so dedicated to redeeming people and keeping people from falling, the Lord saw a problem long before others could see it. And the Lord, he always puts in fail safes along the way. Now, people, cold religion always, it's almost always wrong. Theologians are almost always wrong about something. Especially when we know in part, and people know in part, and they don't have it all figured out. Even though they have all the letters behind their name, what schools they've accomplished and finished, and that doesn't mean they know what they're talking about. And the Holy Spirit can reveal the truth to people. That doesn't mean they know everything. And the Lord is still revealing things to me, so that'll let you know that I know in part just like everybody else. But I can give you a piece of the puzzle. And I can do whatever God wants me to do under the anointing, just like anybody can. But the way people understand the word is varied. And you can always fault find, but that doesn't mean that that's not a servant of God. It's not good to fault find. Just stick with the word. And that's all you have to do is preach what God. If you don't know, don't act like you know. Just let people know this is where I stop. This is where I don't know beyond this point. And somebody else will. If you're a student and you're trying to get understand, Jesus said, "Seek and you shall find." If you treasure God's word, you're gonna learn it. God has provided a way for you to learn it in truth. Just keep after Him about it and listen. And God will cause people to say what you need. Now, with all that said, the Lord gave me a piece of the puzzle. And this is what I've got. God said that Capernaum would be judged by Nineveh. Remember, Nineveh would rise up in judgment against the cities of Israel. Because they repented in sackcloth and ashes. When Jesus came to Israel and Judah and some of the cities that he named, Capernaum, and they wouldn't hear the word of God. Now these cities are listed in Luke chapter 19. But he mentioned that Nineveh would be their judge. And he said that these same works that were happening in the sight of the people in Sodom and Gomorrah, they would have repented. But Nineveh did repent. But he said they'll be your judge. Because they saw the Lord. They did God's will and lived, the people of Assyria and Nineveh. And they were wicked people. But here he comes to his own people that should be ready to receive him, and they didn't receive him. So Nineveh would be their judge. Now, before the fall, and I know Lucifer was the one that fell, but before the fall, the Lord prepared an angel called Lucifer, and he had a jurisdiction. There was no sin yet. There were no lies told, but that was a problem. There's no difference between men and angels in the sense of righteousness. There's a difference between the angels and men, the fact that angels understand and they have knowledge. I don't know how God created angels, but they are smarter than us. They are bigger than us. They can do more than we can. But we're made in God's image in the sense that we have to grow from glory to glory. We have to learn. Our process of life is different. We don't know anything, and we have to learn everything. When God made Adam, he gave him knowledge. Now, I don't know how God did it with the angels. I'm unclear on that. I don't know if they're born or created as individuals. I don't know how God do it. And I'll find out later. That's where I get off the bus. I don't know how God created angels. I don't know if they have parents. I don't know. And there seems to be male and female angels. And in the Bible, there's no mention of female angels that I know of. They're always in the masculine form. But we see that they were able to produce children with earth women. And men being men, they're not faithful with the earth women. And I know for a fact that I'm glad God didn't reveal angel women to men. It just wouldn't work. I mean, men barely do right by the earth women. Anyway, beyond all that, angels have more knowledge than we do. And they were perfect. There was no sin. Now, why would there be a problem forming when there's no sin? Lucifer was designed to be an example, and he was not next to Jesus. He was not an angel that was equal to Jesus or over every angel like theologians talk about. You can tell this by what he said in Isaiah chapter 14. He said he will exalt his throne above the clouds, above the stars. He will sit also in the sides of the north. He was always trying to escalate. Now, if he was already at near the top, he wouldn't have. There was five classes of intelligent beings above him: clouds, stars. He'll sit also in the great congregation in the sides of the north. He had to escalate five times, five realms. So he's nowhere near next to God. But he lies, and he says whatever anybody listen to him lie, he's doing it to deceive. He don't speak unless he's trying to deceive somebody, because he's not what he pumps himself up to be. But yet he was designed to provide light. Even then, to my understanding, everybody was righteous. Everybody, there was no problem. But the Lord pointed out, why would he need a light bearer? And he did. And then God is dedicated to the fact that he needs a light bearer. Adam took Lucifer's place. And this will give you another picture of what Lucifer would do. Adam was going to learn from the basics up, from glory to glory, and make the whole earth look like the Garden of Eden in the sight of the universe. And the earth was designed to display what he was doing. Remember, that was water. That was the firmament that divided the water from the waters. And they would have been able to see everything clearly that he was doing. And then the glory of God shone through him. They could look at him in real time and see where he was on earth doing whatever he was doing. Everything that God does is communication. From the time when you look at Genesis chapter 1, the earth, the universe, a judgment happened because God turned all the suns off. When God judged Sodom and Gomorrah, he didn't want the people to look back. He didn't want them to see judgment happen. Lot's wife looked back and she turned to a pillar of salt. When God judged Lucifer's kingdom, if he was king, or his jurisdiction, or whatever it was, he was an angel that covereth, he was over something. When God judged his fall, he turned the suns off. There was no light. And the earth was devastated. It was standing in and out of water. It was flooded. But it wasn't totally flooded like the flood of Noah. It was partially flooded. It was devastated. Didn't look like a planet. Now, three things didn't look right. Well, two people and the earth. The earth didn't look like a planet. Job didn't look like a man. And then Jesus didn't look like a man either when he was hanging on the cross. So in the judgment of Lucifer, the earth didn't look like a planet. And then it was restored. And then God made Adam to dress it and keep it and to do God's will in the sight of all creation. He was a light bearer. What could a man just made instruct? How could he judge the universe? And the people have been, you know, there are some that's millions and billions of years old. That was a fall coming. And people needed this display. When Lucifer fell, a third of the angels fell with him by the time of Revelation chapter 12. And some angels are possibly still falling. Now I'm going around, I'm giving you some pictures, some things to study. We're going to cover this in other broadcasts. But if you study along these lines, you'll see a greater picture of what God is doing and what he is accomplishing. As Christians, we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. We're helping people see greater. We're helping people see God and understand. People in darkness. And sometimes people that's in the light need to see more light. In Lucifer's day, there was no darkness in the sense of good and bad. But they needed more light. They needed the structure of life. And the Lord was giving it to them in a way that they could receive it. And it possibly could have prevented the fall. In the sense of Lucifer doing what was necessary, and he was designed, he was full of wisdom, perfect and beautiful for a reason. He had a glorious purpose. And it could have prevented the fall. But he wanted the attention, the preeminence, and he caused what was falling to fall. We'll take another look at it in another broadcast. Oh, because I'm out of time. The Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.